incident. The other one then was, I was an adult man, perhaps I was 18, 19 years of age, and as big a man as I'm now to spin it. And there was a local man by the name of Murphy, about 2 miles south of the village of Coachford, in a place called Ruff's Bridge. It is now since covered over with water by the lease scheme. But half the farm is now covered under water, and the house is remaining, and it is now owned by different people entirely. They're Mac Sweeney's. So the old man in the farm, he died, and as per usual in the country, we generally go to the wake, and people start coming in, going all night up to 12 or 1 o'clock, and then, of course, the usual couple of people would remain on right through the night with the relatives to keep them company. And it was late when I got down. Myself and another chap that went to school with me, as a sense, I have worked with him and still work with the guy. We went down after the pub's closing at that time, which was 11 o'clock, and we probably had a mile to walk, and we walked down, and we paid our respects to the family and to the dead. And we had perhaps another drink or two, but we weren't drunk to the extent that we didn't realise what was happening or anything out of the normal. Coming home, we had to go through fields, over a few stiles, and down a few walks, and it was a shortcut in the dark of the night. But as we left the house, we heard the most dreadful mocking laughter. It would be quite the contrary now to a joyful laughter. It was a mocking one, and they say that it was the other aspect of the crying one, and they say that this time that the soul has gone the other way, and that it's supposed to be the devil laughing. I don't know, but I heard it, and I can assure you, as an adult this time, I was equally as terrorized as I was when I heard the crying. It didn't last for long, perhaps maybe 4 or 5 minutes, and, you know, I thought it a bit unique at the time, so we went away and we didn't speak about it to anyone. But about a week later, it leaked out that people had heard it, people other than myself and this guy you went to school with. Again, as I say, like, you have the crying and you have the laughing one. In the crying one, you're privileged. In the other one, I don't think we are not so privileged. It appears that the soul has gone the other way. And that's my only two experiences I've had with anything paranormal or out of the usual, and that's it.